And the deposed president of Honduras didn't find a warm welcome when he tried to return home yesterday. Those who seized power in a coup a week ago didn't permit his plane to land. The former leader flew instead to El Salvador to consider other means of getting home and somehow regaining power. NPR's Juan Ferrero has this report from the capital, Tegucigalpa.
The national anthem plays at a rally for the military-backed government that seized power. The new president, Roberto Micheletti, said the vast majority of Hondurans supported the ouster.
Yo siento que soy por ustedes, por el pueblo, el presidente de todos los hondureños.
Micheletti said he was the president of all Hondurans.
Fuera Mel, fuera Mel, fuera Mel.
Micheletti then led thousands dressed in white and carrying Honduran flags in a chant, Fuera Mel, Fuera Mel. It means you're out Mel, as in President Manuel Mel Zelaya, whose rule had become tumultuous in recent months. In Washington, the Organization of American States condemned the coup and expelled Honduras. Here, though, rallies complete with food vendors and folk music celebrate the ouster. Zelaya's foes justify the coup by pointing to what had been his increasingly friendly alliance with leftist Venezuelan president Hugo Chavez. To them, it signaled a dark turn. Alan Licona is among the young professionals who supported the ouster. He said Zelaya would have practically handed over his rule to Chavez.
To give our country and everything that we have to Mr. Hugo Chavez, to Venezuela, and we are not agree with that.
Diplomats who had been trying to avert a crisis told NPR that an almost irrational fear of Chavez had gripped the country. And that was what drove lawmakers, the courts, and the military to conspire against Zelaya. The last straw came late in June. That's when Zelaya was about to hold a non-binding referendum that some feared would change the Constitution. His opponents said it would have been the first step toward a power grab.
We all knew that something was bound to happen because Zelaya was breaking the law. I mean, our constitution forbids what he was doing. And he was warned.
That was Adolfo Facuse, who had been close to President Zelaya. But he also forms part of a wealthy business class in Honduras. Zelaya had been a rancher and logger and a member of big business groups, not at all an ideological leftist. Once in the presidency, he began to express concern for the 4 out of 10 Hondurans who live on less than $2 a day. And he joined Chavez's bloc of poor left-leaning countries. That provided Honduras with cheap fuel, and there were businessmen like Facuse who thought it was good. But Facuse said that the alliance became more than economic. With Zelaya adopting Chavez's anti-capitalist rhetoric, it spawned fears.
To us, Zelaya is Chavez, and we don't want Chavez here.
But the head of the Organization of American States said there's no justification for the coup. The Secretary General is José Miguel Insulza. Insulza said everyone thought military coups had become a thing of the past. He says the international community cannot permit the coup to stand. But it appears that Micheletti doesn't intend to cede power. He says he'll hold out until November elections and then step aside for a new government.
A mí no me va a presionar nadie. Yo he llegado aquí por una...
Speaking to reporters, Micheletti says no one will pressure him, and he characterized his rise to power as, quote, a constitutional substitution. Thousands of Zelaya supporters, though, rushed to the capital's airport Sunday. Their leader, flying in from Washington on a small jet, had pledged to land. They shouted, Mel is coming, Mel is coming. With soldiers on the runway, though, Zelaya's plane could only circle the airport and fly off. Juan Ferrero, NPR News, Tegucigalpa, Honduras.